Hey everyone, Zeno again. It's been a while. I was actually doing the Dumbledore post, but I got really bored with it, so moving on. Today's anime. I'm not gonna profess to be a huge anime aficionado or anything, because most of what I watch is on Adult Swim. I got into it the same way anyone else my age or younger would have, and that was the original dubbing of Dragon Ball Z. It's nothing I'm proud or ashamed of, it's just how it was. As time went on, I found Toonami and Adult Swim, and consequently, a load of new favorites. I'll cut it to a top five just so this doesn't turn into several minutes of me naming anime shows. In no particular order, my top five are Fullmetal Alchemist, Hellsing, Big O, Claymore, and, maybe Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell sounds good. Usually I'm about the action adventure fantasy stuff where people have crazy powers or weapons. That doesn't necessarily make it a good anime though. Fooly Cooly, anyone? What a load of shit. Sometimes I'll see a show or read a book, a manga, and think to myself, why is this made? Anime and manga should not be an avenue for telling shitty stories. Of course, it has been used that way, and there's plenty of anime manga made that's just sub-quality, and it all has a market. One such little genre, a little niche market of anime, is called shonen ai, which means boy love. It's gay. Gay anime. I discovered one little shonen ai manga in a math class a couple of years ago. Someone had left it there, and I decided, hey, I'd rather read than do math, so I was flipping through it, and all I could gather was that it was about a kid. There was a little angst in the air, a rock star, and he meets the rock star, and suddenly there's just this line, I like boys, and I just kind of set it back. The story is called Gravitation, and it's distributed by Tokyopop, a name that I have since learned to hate. They distribute a couple of popular titles, all of the Gundam series and Sailor Moon stuff, but other than that, they picked out the most boring stories out of Japan and have gotten white kids to start writing for them too. They're branding it English Original Manga, and it really is mediocre. I don't have a problem with people who draw big eyes, small mouths, anime style, but that's just the most obvious part about it. The story side of things is where these English original stories stop becoming manga. I think the best Tokyopop has managed to offer in terms of English original manga came in the form of a parody manga called Van Von Hunter. The artwork's pretty good, but the whole joke, the whole parody, is still from a Westerner point of view. It doesn't share the same cultural influences that Japanese manga writers do. I have argued in the past that anyone with a good head on their shoulders could successfully mimic the feel and pacing of an authentic Japanese story. It would just take a very painstaking approach. This is something American authors haven't taken the time to do. Instead, it feels like Tokyopop is just placing these people with their own stories behind a brand because they happen to draw with big eyes, small mouths, and the whole rigmarole. This feeling was kind of furthered for me when Tokyopop showed up in the funnies on the Sunday paper. To me, it felt like they were saying, "Look, they speak English. Manga's for you now, Mom and Dad." Minutes after I read that, too, my dad came up to me and he's like, "You know what? I like Mail Order Ninja." So on one hand, they're trying to play it up as real, authentic manga, and then on the other, they're selling it to people who would never pick up a manga in their life. Again, I don't have a problem with people who draw anime style, because a lot of the webcomics I read have that same kind of look. The main difference is that they're not claiming to be something they aren't. I don't want to sound like I'm giving Japanese authors a free pass, though, because there's plenty of garbage flowing out of Japan. Among those are the quirky oddball titles that only people who are Japanese or people who wish they were Japanese are gonna get. These are usually less about substance and more about the trademark characteristic. As long as something familiar occurs, it doesn't matter what happened otherwise. It's kind of like a children's show. Actually, I'm gonna throw those in there too. Stuff like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Those are pretty bad. The one genre I'd say you could consistently pull handfuls of trash out of is romance. From what I've read myself and what I've heard other people say, most of this stuff is going to read like bad fan fiction. It's not like Western romance novels where Fabio's banging the lonely housewife. I'm talking about like cat people and monsters. There's just some really weird stuff. But enough bad stuff. There's a whole world of anime out there, and it's so diverse, I'm convinced that there is one for everybody. There's plenty of action, fantasy, sci-fi, adventure, horror, westerns, romance, comedy, and even porn. The point is that if you haven't seen any anime, you're missing out because there is something with your name on it. If you do like anime, I want to hear about it. Comment me. What's your favorite one? What are your favorite few? If you're really hardcore into it, how did you get there? If I didn't get much done today, it's because I'm going to use more of it later and just stretch it out into later episodes. I'm out.